Welcome back to State of the News. I'm Gabe Bullard. I'm joined now with Kentucky Public Radio's Capitol Bureau Chief, Kenny Colston. Kenny, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me, Gabe.
All right. Here, we'll get into it. There's been a lot of frustration over redistricting this week in Frankfort.
Yes, there has. In fact, it's gotten to the point where lawsuits are being filed trying to stop the maps from taking place from people running in these new districts. House Republicans have been very upset with their lines. A few Senate Democrats, most notably Senator Kathy Stein in Lexington, very upset with how the Senate drew their lines. They're taking it to the courthouse, taking their arguments, their talking points to Franklin County Circuit Court, and are hoping to have an injunction to put a hold on these new maps, to put a hold on the filing deadline and new candidates and new districts on Monday morning, because the filing deadline is Tuesday all day long.
And we should, for some background here, these are the new districts that have been drawn based on the census data. The minority party in each chamber is saying essentially that that the maps are unfair to them, that they've been drawn to possibly encourage some or actually push some lawmakers out by putting them into primaries with each other, or in the case with Kathy Stein, the senator of Lexington, being completely drawn out of her district.
You're absolutely right. Republicans control the state Senate. Democrats control the state House. In the House, there's been, the most egregious is in Bowling Green. There's three Republican representatives who are looking to, they would have to run against each other. Of course, one of them is now going to run for a state Senate seat that was drawn specifically for him after it came out that he was going to have a really tough primary. And then, like you said, Senator Stein is now, would have to be the representative from the Moorhead area in order to stay in the state Senate. That can't be the case. She hasn't lived there for a year. And so, yes, it is the minority parties. There's also some private citizens. I think some Fayette County, Lexington area citizens are looking to join the lawsuit. There are some Republican private citizens who filed with the House Republicans yesterday for their lawsuit. So there are some private individuals that are also concerned. Of course, legislative leaders, House Speaker Greg Stumbo, and the Republicans in the state Senate have said that their maps are constitutional. Otherwise, they wouldn't have been able to vote and pass them. And so they maintain that what they did is perfectly fine and fair.
And what about the new congressional districts for Kentucky's six delegations to the House of Representatives?
Well, depending on who you talk to, that's either moving down the pipe or not moving at all. House Speaker Greg Stumbo seemed to indicate this week that was moving along a little bit, and then when I spoke with the Senate Republicans, notably Senator Robert Stivers, he said that Greg Stumbo's latest map moved nothing at all. The only thing they seem to be able to agree on is today they agreed to move that filing deadline to February 7th. That's a week after what it was supposed to be. It's supposed to be Tuesday, January 31st, like for legislative and judicial seats. And so they have agreed to push back the filing deadline. Stumbo says that if they can't get an agreement in time for that February 7th filing deadline, then there's probably not going to be an agreement this year, and there could be court battles, but most likely that they'll have to run in the current districts, and maybe they'll try next session or in 2014. That's where congressional redistricting stands. There's a lot of movement in the 5th congressional district. That's where most of the arguments are. Some people believe that if Congressman Hal Rogers, when he retires, that area could be a Democratic pickup. And that seems to be what the arguing points are over. The Republicans obviously do not want to give Democrats a potential pickup maybe 10 years down the road. And Democrats see that as an opportunity to maybe get it back to a 3-3 congressional divide, where it's currently 4-2 in favor of Republicans.
With all this talk about redistricting, it seems like we haven't heard too much about the big issue going into the session, expanded gaming, the gambling bill. What's the status there?
Well, it appears that the gaming bill, we've heard it a million times, that it's coming this week. It's coming this week. I really do believe that it is coming next week. I believe that there was probably an effort to wait until after the filing deadline. Lawmakers, especially in these even-numbered years, do not like to vote on anything controversial before the filing deadline. The reasons are obvious. They don't want to have an opponent, a primary opponent, or a tough general election opponent that can run against them on a single controversial issue. In this case, it's the gambling vote. So I believe, this filing deadline, like we've said a million times, is Tuesday. I believe we could see something in the middle of next week, late next week, from the governor. It appears that he's going to get a boost and have Republican State Senator Damon Thayer either sponsor or co-sponsor this eventual amendment. They've agreed on the language, and now it's just a matter of working those votes.
Do they have the votes at present to pass it?
You know, I'm not really sure. There's a few groups that are saying they don't. The Family Foundation of Kentucky, which is an obvious opponent of this bill, have said that they are three votes short and have said this week that if the amendment wasn't filed this week, it was likely dead. That being said, you know, obviously they're advocating for the defeat of that. Bashir has tried to make it seem like it's inevitable that we'll vote. They'll have a vote on the gambling amendment. The Family Foundation is trying to do the opposite of that. They're trying to make sure that it's dead on arrival. The governor has not come out and said how many votes he has, and Thayer has said that it's going to be close. I tend to believe Thayer a little bit more. They may be a few votes short. I don't know that it's monumental, but other people would disagree with me. So it's really up in the air. They're probably around a 20 number, three votes short, but it's hard to say how squishy those extra three votes are.
All right. And what about another one of the governor's top legislative priorities here, the dropout bill, the bill to raise the dropout age?
The dropout bill is obviously has gone through the House Education Committee and is just waiting on the House floor. There's no doubt that it will eventually pass the House. It has previously. The situation is that in the state Senate, the education chairman there, Senator Ken Winters, has said that the dropout bill probably has its best chance to pass this session. He co-sponsors a bill with Senator Jack Westwood of Northern Kentucky that does a few tweaks to the dropout bill that Bashir supports. It would provide local control. School board districts would decide whether or not to raise their dropout age to 18 or not. It wouldn't be a statewide referendum like Bashir wants. So that being said, it would give local control or state boards to say whether they want to do it or not. It also requires schools to show the Kentucky Board of Education they have some kind of alternative or technical education program for potential dropouts. Now, of course, here in Jefferson County, we do have alternative schools. So, for example, JCPS could basically tell the State Board of Education, here's our alternative schools. This is what we'll do, send potential dropouts to, and we want to raise our dropout age to 18 years old, just as a hypothetical. I talked with the sponsor of the House bill, Representative Greer, and he said he hasn't really got to read that Senate bill yet. He's looking at it to see if he would be okay with that, but he kind of signaled that he wasn't exactly in favor of that local control option. So it'll be interesting to see if they can work out a compromise, but at least the Senate is open to dealing with the dropout bill.
All right. Thank you very much for that, and we'll make sure to get the latest updates from you as they happen. Kentucky Public Radio Capitol Bureau Chief Kenny Colston, thanks for being here.
Thanks, Gabe.